Blog Talk Radio.
The following has taken place during Total Sports Live.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Total Sports Live podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, powered by Buzz on Broad. And always thanks to the Broad Spectrum Sports Network. We got a great podcast for you tonight, and we apologize, folks, for the technical difficulties. Always have these sometimes when you're dealing with shows that happen in the afternoon. But nevertheless, we have a great show for you today, but let's get them on. We have 2015 NFL draft prospect joining us. From Virginia University of Lynchburg, the jack of all trades, I like to call him, John Robertson, joining us here on the podcast. Hey, John, how you doing? And sorry about the technical difficulties that we had on this end.
Hey, man, how's it going? It's going pretty good for me on this end today. I can't complain. Just got a few workouts there. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, definitely. And again, thankful to have you on today's show. And let's get right underway. Give the listeners an introduction about yourself and about Virginia University of Lynchburg. A lot of people have probably never heard of your school and probably never saw you play. I saw you play. You immediately jump off the screen the way you play. You're a playmaker on the field. But give NFL fans a little introduction about yourself and your school.
Well, again, John Robinson from Virginia University at Lynchburg, better known as VUL. We're a small university outside of Central Virginia, in Lynchburg, Virginia. Little brother by Liberty University. I've been here for about 4 years. Played a free safety, cornerback, and receiver being my primary position. No stranger to this Virginia area. I graduated from Fort Union Military Academy, probably about 30 to 40 miles up the road from here. Just a guy that thrives on opportunity, taking advantage of opportunities. And Virginia University of Lynchburg has gave me the opportunity to take advantage of a great opportunity placed in front of me. And it's been nothing but a uphill success throughout my grinding process.
And talking about your experience there, you know, a lot of people don't, as you just mentioned, you played both sides of the ball. We don't really see that happen a lot in college football as we used to. You are a guy that played both sides of the ball, defense and offense, and also on special teams, being a return specialist as well. Talk about, you know, being that, you know, jack of all trades for your guy, really doing basically what it seems like trying to help the team out any way you possibly can.
Yes, I accepted that role this season. Having a lot of freshmen coming in this season, we didn't have a lot of strong depth at positions, and I was actually a all-state free safety and receiver in the state of Virginia in my high school days, and actually playing both sides of the ball was actually a solid challenge that I took towards myself in my younger days and saying that I wanted to do that once I got into college. And
right.
I said when I first got here, brought a 2011, I seen that we had a couple seniors leaving on the defensive backside, and I told my coaches my resume of my high school in time to move at the defensive back position, and I pursued getting some reps with the twos, and the next thing you know, coach threw me in the fire a couple games, and we didn't have too much depth at the defensive back position, and I started to make a few plays, and coach said that it would be he had a place for a home for me on defense if I ever wanted to engage in it. And football is actually fun to me. I don't look at it more as a job. It's more of a fun lifestyle to me. And when
right.
I say that to say you're working hard towards anything that you got. It has to be towards something you love to do. And I'm sure you
right.
understand that. And football
yeah.
is something I love to do. So I love to get involved in the game in any aspect the way I can. And coming up, I played all skill positions. So it was I was positioned this year to be a leader. And those positions on the field just kind of fell into place. Been a special team guy. I just like to be around the football. So I like to make plays. And like I said, being a special teams guy and a receiver, pretty fast guy, getting out on the edge at gunner, or it be playing the edge on punt team, or it be at return. I just like to make plays. I like to have fun. I like to win. And in any way that I can help my team out, I'm willing to go the extra mile for my team.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's really cool. Like, as you said, like, you don't see football as a job. You see it as, you know, the fun lifestyle. And that's the same thing for me. Like, what I'm doing, I don't try to see it as a job. I try to see it as something that I like to do, because they said if you work, if you got a job, you know, it's not supposed to feel like a job. It's supposed to be fun. And that's what it is for you out on the football field. And a lot of things when I had the chance to, you know, sit down and watch some video on some of your games and stuff, a lot of things that I wrote down that caught my eye, like that you were, that watch your speed, you know, that you have a deep, that you're a deep threat, you can line up in the slot and on the outside, you can block well, which a lot of receivers can't really do, and you do that very well. You know, as you said, like doing whatever you can to help the team win, you're throwing blocks, you're on the punt return. Skills, that pretty much like your skills in like a nutshell, pretty much like adjective wise, like these are things that I can do and more.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Hello?
Cool. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes. I'm still, which I lost a little bit of service for a second.
No, we're still good. We
okay.
have John Robinson here of Virginia University of Lynchburg on the PSL podcast here with us today. And, another thing that a lot of people don't know about you, in conjunction to you playing multiple positions, is you also are a two-sport athlete down at your school, play both basketball and football. How is it being a two-sport athlete, especially in college, playing both basketball and football?
Well, it comes down to time management, and I believe when you want to be successful in anything, time management has to definitely be a key. And I learned how to just resort back to the things that I learned at my military school and high school that, well, if you manage your time wisely, you can get anything accomplished. And I started to manage my time wisely so I can get my studying in, get my workouts in, and still be a part of the football meetings and obligations. And once the basketball, though, I had to readjust my schedule and make it fit in, because it's something that I love to do. It was actually hard for me. Actually, when I was a senior in high school, everybody wanted to ask me, what do you want to do? You want to go to college and play basketball? You want to go to college and play football? And it was really a tough time for me.
Right.
And at that time period, I said, I challenged myself again. I said to myself, I want to play both, so it's kind of hard for me to make that decision. So I'm going to pursue football first, because I know how dominant I can be at that sport as far as the college level. And now
right.
my potentials of being dominant at the highest level, I knew that I just had to accept that challenge of managing my schedule better, managing my time better. And once I accepted that challenge, it was a piece of cake. I thought it was going to be a big challenge at first, because I tried
right.
it my freshman year, which I was at a red shirt at a West Virginia Wesleyan.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to transferring, I seen that it was a smaller school. Virginia University of Lynchburg was a smaller school, and it gave me that opportunity. And then I didn't have many distractions that will hold me back from getting the job done. So I engaged in it, and it's been a success. I actually played two seasons, with my sophomore year and my junior year. Didn't play any basketball this year because I wanted to stay healthy.
Right.
I wanted to eliminate any risk of not being healthy. So.
Right.
But it's been an all-around great experience, though, man. I've been to a lot of different schools, played a lot of different divisions, and again, I wanted to speak to you about that earlier. Virginia University of Lynchburg is a Division II HBCU independent school, so us being an independent school, we're granted the reward to play all different levels, being at D3, D2, NAIA, or Division I. So playing against
right.
all types of competition has definitely been one of the greatest experience that I've had here at this university.
Yeah, definitely, because I had, just researching about your school and, you know, looking at you guys' football schedule, you're right, you get to play different varies of talent and schools, you know, basically to test yourself and say, are we up to this level? We can beat these guys. It doesn't matter if they're divisional. We can still go out and beat them. They might be the FCS. We can still go out and beat them. So I definitely see that, and I like that. Talking about basketball real quick, I also read that you play point guard in basketball. So talk about how being point guard kind of and playing football, being a wide receiver and a DB, how did that kind of almost kind of correlate? Because you're like the quarterback of the defense, and, you know, being a point guard, you're kind of leading the team too. So did you see how both of them like correlated in both sports, how you had to be a leader on the basketball court and on the football field?
Oh yes, most definitely. Being a point guard on the basketball court, you definitely have to take control of your teammates and definitely become a leader and lead by example. And by leading by example, that just comes by approaching the game with a different attitude of execution and expecting that type of execution from your teammates. And when you approach things that way, I feel and believe that anything is possible as far as winning aspect. And doing that on the football field, it's the same for me being a receiver. When I come into the huddle, I look up to my offensive lineman in the huddle, and I see these guys are tired. I know I can't be tired if I'm a receiver, and you guys are big guys. I know you're tired, so if I can give some of my energy to you by just saying, hey, man, let's go in, let's turn it up a little bit, man. We got a couple yards to go. Let's get to these sticks. It's on you guys. Just by motivating them and giving them that type of energy, that's how,
right.
I mean, that's being my character. I like to share my energy with anybody that I come into contact with because, you know what I'm saying, just that positive energy, you know what I'm saying, can be that extra ump that somebody might need at that time period. And I know I've had to be that guy in our offensive huddle a couple times with the old linemen. We had some pretty big guys in my years here at Virginia University, and everybody needs that extra push. And I was really an aggressive guy at the receiver, so. I was really respected by our offensive linemen. So, I mean, they didn't respect that coming from me because, I mean, a lot of guys look at it like, hey, man, it's a small guy talking to me, but be quiet or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you lead by example, you get the opportunity to have that respect on your team to where you can tell guys,
right.
Hey, man, pick it up, pick up that slack. Because if you don't tell those guys to do that, who will? And
right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you're leading by that example, they can't do anything but respect it if it's positive, man. But that's how I figure out that. I mean, that's how playing point guard and being like a basketball, I always looked at it as being a floor general, like a Chris Paul type or Rajon Rondo type, to where you point things out that you see that's going on. And if you do that, it makes the job a lot easier for you, especially when you point it out in a constructive manner. So, you know.
Right. No, that's definitely a good comparison. We have about 4 minutes left on the podcast. And let me end off with this question. This is one aspect that I really, you know, liked about you, and I really like when I see athletes do this, is that that you talked about, because I read your interview with DraftDiamonds.com, and you talked about giving back to the community. Can you, like, just talk about, like, giving back to the community and giving back in general, and just what's your motivation going forward? Like, what gets you motivated?
Definitely. Giving back to the community is definitely a major part of my character and a part of my aspirations as being an athlete. I'm the vice president of the Dragon Outreach Program we have here at Virginia University in Lynchburg, to where we go around the tutoring kids and getting them more structured, organized, because a lot of schools in this area doesn't have recess anymore. So we get these guys and we show them fundamental techniques, life skills, and leadership to where they'll be set on a good path for going towards middle school and finishing up their elementary school days. Just getting them on a pretty much setting them on a good path. And actually, I started coaching baseball about 2 summers ago. That's pretty much my summer engagement. And when I started doing that, I started to realize how much the kids these days look up to us athletes and the role that we play and the platform that we are on. as role models, and I started to take on that challenge of being a positive role model, and I started coaching Little League baseball and female basketball in the Washington, D.C. area. So that's something that I've really been engaging in and something that I really want to build in. And being a business major, I want to take that on and possibly get some camps throughout the Prince George's County and Washington, D.C. area to where kids can develop leadership training and life skills and healthy eating habits and just small things that can get you started on the right track towards fulfilling your dreams, whether it be an athlete or being a doctor or a lawyer. Just get you on a good path of a mindset of thinking in a positive manner. So those are things that I, my aspirations as far as giving back to the community, that's something that was given to me, so I'm ready to give that, I'm willing to give that back.
Definitely. And we have a little bit of time squeezed in. If you probably can give me an answer to this in like a minute. What's your motivation? You know, what gets you going every day, knowing that, you know, as you say, you got, you know, kids looking up to you because you got athletes looking up to you, and you know you coming from a small school. Like, what's that motivation that just keeps you going? Like, I can't stop. Like, this is my dream. This is my goal, and this is what I want to do.
I'm just blessed, man. God is blessing you with many talents, and I want to utilize those talents because, I mean, I'm not the type of guy that takes opportunities for granted. I'm the type of guy that maximizes opportunities, and I like the vision things and the things that I see, and as far as the things, the ideas that I have, I want to act on those things. Why I have life, because I'm able to do these things, but am I willing? And I'm definitely willing. And you know what I'm saying? I'm happy with the fact that I was blessed with a second chance to even finish my college career and not alone start a college basketball career. So I'm feasting on those things right now. Those are the things that motivate me. The trials, the tough times that I had when I was younger or throughout my high school days, those are the things that motivate me now to keep going, to keep pushing. And to show the guys that are behind me, young family members or guys that may be looking up to me, freshmen, show them that, you know what I'm saying, despite where you come from, despite the trials and tribulations that try to hold us back, continue to press forward and good things will happen if you put the man upstairs first. And, you know what I'm saying, that's pretty much my motivation.
Amen. You definitely, just hearing you say that gives me motivation to continue on. And, you know, I really appreciate you coming on today's show. I know it was kind of short due to technical difficulties, but we definitely got to get you back on this show because I feel like there's more of the John Robinson story that we got to tell NFL fans about, because you definitely have a future in the NFL. So we definitely got to have you back on during this whole draft process. We got to have you back on. And I'd just like to thank you for coming on the show again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, most definitely, man. I'm definitely interested in following up and keeping you posted on everything that's going on. And definitely, like I said, letting the world know that we all need to be motivated, and we all should be motivated towards keeping our eyes on the prize and going after something. I'm definitely looking forward to following back up with you soon.
Definitely, and that's the end of the show, everybody. Take care, and we'll see you in the rest of the week. Have a good day.
All right, you too, man.